It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Tonight's stories.
Let me find out.
Backstabber.
Don't owe him anything.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Brando.
Sam.
Them allergies had us in a headlock. It wasn't even a chokehold. It was a full-on Nelson. Yeah. It wasn't really like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a guy in the background. Watch out, watch out, watch out. There's like a chair. Another thing of allergies is like coming in, like a different type of pollen with the chair.
And for that, I meant every single curse on those allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2025. Black History Year.
Mm-hmm.
Also the year of hate. Right?
Also what?
The year of hate?
No. When did that happen?
Hating on allergies.
Oh, well, no, you can only have one thing for the year. Yeah, it's Black History Year.
Yeah,
maybe 2026 is the year of hate, but I don't want to put that much energy.
That's going to be a lot of fun that year then.
No.
Because then we can actually
because allergies is
stuff.
Only like a few months. I don't want to think about allergies in like December when I'm like.
Yeah, but if it's free. The year of hate, you don't have to stop at allergies.
I just don't like how
going.
You even tried. Like, this is why Black History Month is in the shortest month. You already try to put hate on Black History Year. I'm like, dang, we can't just get, this is our first year and our only year. And you're like, let's make it hate too.
Na 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 na.
Hey.
Na 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 na.
Get jiggy with it.
Na 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 na.
Big Willie style.
Na 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 na.
Keep your, my wife, damn name. I'll show damn mouth. Get jiggy with it.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Get jiggy with it. Just hit the like and subscribe. Just for that.
Next week, of course, we have the one more hour.
One more hour
of a new upload on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But also in June 14th, we have our live stream, our 100K live stream with 10 subscribers.
Five more hours.
So make sure to join us for that.
Please.
It's going to be... five times what you get here on a Tuesday.
It's going to be a hopping time.
Yeah.
And we're going to get some subscribers to join us and get to know them a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get to know the names behind the people. Wait, the faces behind the names of this community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, we never talked about it, but the episode a couple weeks ago.
What happened?
Where we had a subscriber on the show. And they were naked.
Yeah.
How many of the comments were actually like, they watch our show naked? A lot of people are in the shower.
Okay, wait. So the joke works.
How does Sam know I'm in the shower? How does Sam know I'm getting changed? How do they know I watch the show in the shower? So a lot of people actually do watch our show naked, which
I will say, Sam's joke, I was a little creeped out by it. I'm like, why did you say they were naked?
But
Sam's joke, they got it. That was good for them. And so I'm happy that it worked.
It did work. I'm saying send pictures, I guess.
No, never mind. Shut the hell up.
Keep my wife.
Still craziest moment to me.
I thought it was fake for the longest time. It feels fake to me even now.
Until the after, like the after was the weird part.
When he was like, Will just smacked me.
Yeah. And then, because he makes the joke, you're like, okay, it's fake. And then his face after, and you're like, wait, why is he acting like that? He act like he really got slapped or something. Because when the angle, it does look like a fake slap the way it's like, really slapped.
It was stiff, too. Like, he stiffened his hand to, like intensify the motion of the slap. Or what is it? No, the tension.
Yeah,
the tension of the hand was just.
What a crazy time.
He wasn't expecting it.
He wasn't expecting it.
He got stabbed in the back by a backstabber.
Oh, like his first story.
First story.
We'll never do. I should always say next because I know I can't depend on you guys.
I literally have. I literally have.
It's one of you, either one of you will always say the other thing.
Well, it's like mistakes are made. Yeah.
And it's the first story.
But every time?
Okay.
Sometimes I kill it and you guys mess up.
I've never messed up. Since we decided to do that, I've never messed up.
No, you have.
I have. I'm not
back to be lying. I thought 2024 was the year of lying. Come on now. Yeah.
Well, it's Black History Year, so I can do what I want.
True. Dang.
I can do anything.
So I can add hate to Black.
No.
No.
No. Not Black. I can do that.
Hey, Sam gave him too much power before. Yeah, he was like, wait.
I didn't think about it.
He was like, if I can do the year of lying, then he can do the year of hate. Brandon, what is the question that you have for the audience to put in the comments? Like, what's your question for them?
Yeah.
What's your superpower? And what's one drawback to your superpower? I'm taking Chronicle. I get that telepathy, but every time I use it, I get a nosebleed.
Am I the asshole for reminding my dad's wife that she was supposed to be my mom's best friend, but instead was a backstabber who cheated with her best friend's husband?
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm male, 17, live in a toxic household, and I contribute to that, but I want to know if I'm the asshole for this particular part of it. So my parents were married and seemed happy when everything fell apart. My mom found out she had a brain tumor, and on that same day, she found out my dad was sleeping with her best friend.
On the same day.
I was 10 at the time, and for like 5 weeks, life was crazy with my dad and Haley, who was meant to be my mom's best friend, trying to make her forgive them. My mom started having seizures because of the tumor, and I think because of the stress too, and she died 5 weeks and 2 days after she was diagnosed with her brain tumor.
Oh my God.
My dad and Haley moved in together after my mom died, and they decided they would try to raise me and my sister together. My sister was 8 at the time, and my dad said she took her cues from me, but we did not accept Dad and Haley, and we acted up a lot. I yelled at them and called them names, and refused to listen when they asked me to do something. I told other people what they had done. All of my dad's friends, all of Haley's friends, and our neighbors knew, and mostly because of me. I interrupted their wedding a bunch. My sister did, but not as much as me. We wanted to live somewhere else, and they refused. They got us all into therapy, and I didn't put any work into fixing things. My dad and Haley had 2 kids, and I refuse to help or care. I make a point of telling or showing what they are and what I think of them. For my dad, that meant cutting him out of my photos, and I say every now and again that I'll change my last name to my mom's. She never changed hers when they got married. And I talk about my maternal grandpa being the man I want to be like the most because he's the best guy I know. But with Haley, I remind her every time that she was supposed to be my mom's best friend, and she was a backstabber who cheated with my dad instead. And I do this in front of other people if she tries to act like my parent or take praise for my good behavior around other people. She told me that I need to stop bringing it up several times, but I ignore her. I tell her I won't ever stop. My aunt died last week, and she told me I needed to help out around the house more while she was with her mom and her cousins. I refused, and she told me that is what the oldest sibling and oldest child does. And I reminded her that I wasn't hers, and I brought up the affair again. She broke down and I told her, I don't feel sorry for her. And she told me that she felt guilty enough and like mom haunted her enough. And she said I was doing nothing but driving her crazy and making her feel like she had to isolate from everyone because otherwise the whole world would know with the way that I act. She told me I was bullying her and that I should go after Dad and not her. I told her I'll go after both until I can cut them both out of my life. And then I told her she doesn't deserve to have a happy life after what she did. My aunt, Dad's sister, came over after Haley called her, and she asked me to stop bringing it up. She told me Haley and my dad don't need to be forgiven, but reminding Haley like this and shaming her and making it difficult for her to have relationships where people would know and wouldn't judge isn't okay, because the kids she and Dad have together will suffer. Am I the asshole?
Ooh. It's complicated to me. I think, you're right to feel this way. because a traumatic, you lost your mom at the same time that this was revealed that they were cheating. So it's, and she died so quickly after it happened, what, 5 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
So even though I'm like, it's not medically proven, like there's could be some correlation between the stress of finding that out. And that's why doctors say, like, it's not good to be stressed when you're sick because your body's already doing something to fight off infection, disease. It doesn't help if you're stressed about other things and it takes that energy away. So you basically blame your dad for losing your mom. And it's a big betrayal. It's even worse as her best friend. So I get feeling that anger and feeling that, like, I don't think you really even have to ever forgive them. I don't think that's unnecessary. Like, it's not a requirement that that's a big thing. That's a huge thing. I would, the energy that you're putting into making them pay, I think it's a cheesy thing people always say, but I do really believe it. Like, you're only hurting yourself in the long run of constantly devoting all this energy to getting even with them or making them feel bad. Because I do believe the best friend, I'm like, she probably is. Your best friend died 5 weeks after you found out that you were cheating with her husband. Like, any normal person will take that to the grave. Like, there's no way you're getting over that. So I think she's facing enough, and I'm sure the dad's facing enough too, keeping it over like such a long period of time. This has been years you're doing this. I'm like, just for you, I would say just probably chill a little bit on it. Because I think it's hurting you. You're putting all this anger and hate into something, and it's probably stunting other things in your life. It's stunting relationships you're having with other people because you're devoting all this energy and you're not focusing on yourself and yourself healing from the massive loss of your mom, the massive loss of your parents as a relationship, the trust in your dad, like as a person, like you lost a lot of things. Focusing on healing yourself and then maybe just separating yourself versus, but I get you're 17, so it's like hard to do, but I'm like, why don't you leave, just
never speak to them again.
Never speak to them again. Because I don't think devoting so much energy into it is good for you.
Yeah. I think I would have to agree with Sam. I feel like this is, unfortunately, I feel like this is everyone sucks here. Just because, yeah, what they did, the parents and stuff did, yeah, that's almost indescribable of how messed up that all is, that whole scenario. And I remember OP saying, like, yeah, like, I know my family's toxic and I probably don't help the situation. Yet sometimes, unfortunately, you know, people have you messed up. But that, like Sam was saying, that it's not your cue to always respond to it. And I think the thing that is also kind of getting me is, like, angry, and it's okay to be angry. I understand that. But, like, don't get rid of all the other options to better yourself. Like, they mentioned in the post how they went to therapy and they're like, I'm gonna be honest, I did not even try to do the self-work or self-healing. But luckily, there's always a chance to go back. Therapy is just always going to be there. Just try and go back. Like, you know, figure that self out for yourself. Don't let the anger set you back in your own personal life, because if you let it set you back, then now you're more resentful of, oh, they did this to me. And it's like, you still have a chance to make, like, you're 17, you're young, you still have a chance to make life better for yourself.
Yeah,
you put it in a messed up situation, but you still have time to really process what you feel, have any emotions still stay that you feel are necessary to, but you shouldn't let this like run the rest of how you live out, especially like your early 20s when people are like establishing themselves and stuff like that. Like, a few years down the line, if you're still hurt, you're still activating from that, it's going to be hard for you to get into these, I don't know, bigger roles in life and bigger positions and like really just figuring yourself out. So I mean, it's just a minor setback, but, you know, just don't focus on the past. Just focus on forward and how you can make life better for yourself. And if that means eventually that you're going to be away from the family, it is what it is. But yeah.
Yeah, I do feel like like you said in the beginning, he literally says, like, this is a toxic household. Mm-hmm. And I do think that I do contribute to it. And I'm wondering if this specific situation is me also contributing to it. And I would say that it is you doing that, but it's like the most understandable situation.
Yeah.
Like, I understand how you got there.
Yeah.
Because the two people who, like, you're dealing with the loss of a parent taken away from you by cancer, and then your other parent, like, cheated on your parent, and then the only other person who could have been there for the mom is the one who he cheated with.
Right.
And then when your mom tragically dies very soon, they immediately move in. And so you just have your two constant reminders of the situation always. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of hard to expect to heal when you haven't forgiven the two biggest people that, like, caused you so much trauma in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know, like, whatever, they're trying to move on, they're trying to do other things and, like, bring you into the family.
Yeah.
I think seeing them no matter what is just going to trigger the crap out of you.
Oh, 100%.
So it's really hard to even expect that you could heal, which I think is what you need. And I understand how you have that anger where you're always biting at her. You're always biting at the stepmom. And it's understandable. Or both your parents or something. Or, like, whenever you meet new people, you're like, yeah, so that's not my mom.
That's not.
And here, and you tell everybody the whole story.
Yeah.
And, you know, you admit to it. The stepmom admits that she was like, you're making me suffer.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, it's like, it's not bringing you any more satisfaction. It's just, you know, you're angry and upset. And one thing I will say, and I think people say this in the comments too, is they ask if you can separate from these people.
Mm-hmm.
Because even OP asked, he was like, I don't want to live with you anymore. And I honestly think that would have been one of the best situations. Like, if for 10 years, what is it? He was 9. So for 8 years, you and your wife are kind of being terrorized by your child, who's constantly reminding you and all the people that you meet of something that happened that was not the death, but you cheated on your wife.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you can't move forward in your life if you constantly have people being like, yeah, this is something that you did 8 years ago.
Right.
And it's wrong what he did. But at some point I would be like, okay, maybe, you know, maybe it would all be better if we just had a little space from each other. Just maybe trying that out to see if it helps OP, to see if it helps them, like, all just get space from each other. Because I feel like the fact that he's constantly in an environment where he's being triggered,
mm-hmm.
just making him angry, and he's just lashing out on these people. Yeah. And it's just, it's not good for anybody. Like, he admits to it. This environment is hurting everybody in it. It's toxic. It's not good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's 17, but man, is there anywhere else that you can stay before
somebody just died? Dang, yeah. That's like, dang, this is crazy.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody said in the comments, top comment, do you and your sister have another relative that you can live with? If so, I think it's time your dad lets you go. You experienced an enormous trauma and still have not healed. It really seems like you will not recover until you don't live with your dad and stepmom. And somebody else said, yeah, I agree with you. Sometimes healing just isn't possible in the same environment that caused the pain. Getting space might be the only way forward.
Yeah. And I was also thinking about it too, just like the dynamic of, well, first, them having other children. So when you have, like, a disgruntled, like, person, like, in that environment where you're, like, trying to raise children, like, it shows.
Yeah.
You know, like,
negativity is uncomfortable. It festers. Yes. Anger and negativity together.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like living in hell. Whether, again, because I agree, I understand why OP is upset.
Yeah, I totally get it.
I understand, but it's like, I don't know why the parents maybe didn't try anything different or sooner, especially if they've communicated.
But
he said, yeah, I don't want to live with you anymore.
And then it made me think about that too. Just like the way, I mean, you know, we only get a small portion of the story, but like even the mom, the stepmom being like, what did she say? She said something along the lines of, what did she say?
Describe it.
I can't remember what it was. It was like, you're making me suffer. Like, I'm living with this enough. But she said something.
She said something along the lines of, like, I can't even leave the house because, you know, we can't even. You make me feel like I can't go anywhere because if I go somewhere, then you're going to remind people of something like that.
Yeah. Throwing negative energy towards that. Like, it almost seems as if she's. How do I say this? There's not enough amount of work that they could do as a family unit, I feel like, just because it seems like the stepmom already wants to move on past what happened. Like, the kid thinks my mom died as a result of the stress and the tumor from the stepmom situation.
From stepmom and dad.
Yeah, from stepmom and dad. And the fact that you're just willing to move on past that. Like, my mom just died and...
Well, not
like,
just, it's been years.
8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even then, like...
I think it's fair for the stepmom and the dad to be like, it's been 8 years. You can still hate me, but do you have to bring it up to every single person, like, trying to, like, shame me, essentially?
Yeah.
I think OP, especially being young, this was literally their entire like teenage years that this is happening. I'm not faulting OP for like reacting like this, but I also get like the dad and the mom be like, we did it. Like, I will always feel guilty about this. And you're bringing up 8 years later. I know.
Because
we're together. So I'm being the result of this.
To OP, this is like half of OP's life.
Yeah.
But to their parents and the stepmom, this is a portion of their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're like, things will eventually, you know, move on and she will be remembered, but this will not be, I'm not going to be like scarred by this like letter A on my shirt forever.
Right.
You're doing that, which again, honestly, I get it if you never want to speak to these people ever again.
Yeah. I'm like,
I understand. Yeah, just, but I do think that's the real it's problem. Toxic.
Yeah. Because this is the only one thing, and I will excuse it because of OP's age, but for me personally, and I'm like, no one's harmed me in this fight, but people have hurt me, and I could never hear from them like, you're tormenting, like you're making my life bad. Like, I don't care what really you did to me, I'm never going to like torment a person. And I know that's my personality. Some people are like, revenge is revenge, and I'll keep that same energy. And that's like how they would act. I'm like, I personally could not be like, I'm actually hurting you. I know you hurt me, and I'm like hurting you over a long period of time. I couldn't hear that and be like, yeah, I'm going to keep doing it. And
I also think it's just the age though.
I do think it's an age because I'm like, maybe when I was younger, I'm like, it's hard to regulate those feelings, but I couldn't hear it. I definitely couldn't hear it now. I'm like, you're really like hurting me every time you say this. I'm like, I couldn't even, no matter how much I hate you, I'm like, I don't know if I could be like, yep.
Yeah.
Well, especially understanding too, as you get older, that torturing them isn't going to make you feel
right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for some people, maybe for me, it doesn't.
Some people love it though.
Again, that was for me. If you were to say that, you know, you're torturing me, I'm like, I think Brandon might have said it, you're just putting a lot of energy towards it. Mm-hmm. But again, it's like, I've never actually had, my mom is alive and she didn't freaking die from
that's
terminal cancer in 5 weeks. And then my dad cheated on her with the best friend. It's like completely different situation.
Because usually you have the cheating and then they, like there's a divorce and then you're like with the mom and then you might split time and you get time away from it. You get two different situations, but there was no chance of that happening. So it sucks.
It's a horrible situation.
I think the thing that would have been good is like the dad would have had to end it with the stepmom. Like when the mom died, like
that's what I'm thinking.
You would have to prioritize the kids unless you're like, I know as a dad, I cheated with the best friend. I'm like, they're never going to like this chick. And unfortunately for my life, even if I'm in love with this person I cheated with, I got to sacrifice that for potential of a relationship with my kids.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking too, like with the stepmom, the best friend.
Yeah.
To be like, same thing. Their family's gonna hate me. Is love that strong to push past the bounds of being tortured by the kids and then being like, I want to have babies with this man. Having two kids with this. I think it would have been like, it's good to end it. It's good
to have to end it there.
Now thinking about it too, it's like, I still stand with everyone sucks here, but it's like the parents are the bigger a-holes in this
scenario.
They're
definitely the bigger a-holes in this.
What made me even realize it more from the reading initially, I thought it was like this was just happening back to back. Like it was like his mom just died 5 weeks ago and all this is happening now still. And I was like, dang, that kind of sucks. Not hearing the 8 years part. I don't know where I was for that. But now it's like, okay, so the parents allowed this to happen for 8 years and really didn't try anything, like not sending the kid somewhere.
I'm sure their guilt stopped them from really doing anything too much because they're like, why is the kid acting like this? Because we did this huge lie.
Yeah, but okay.
And I don't know what you would do.
At least ask, hey, do you want to stay somewhere else for a little bit just so we can figure this out?
And he said that.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
So yeah, him and his sister said that they wanted to.
Oh.
Brandon's like.
you were asleep. You
fell asleep. Not the dad. Him and his sister communicated that they don't want to live with the dad anymore.
Yeah, so then if they communicate that, then it's on you, the parents, to figure out, okay, where can we send them at least for a little bit? Like maybe,
well,
I mean.
I think that's a personality thing because there's some people like, that's my kid. I'm never going to put my kid somewhere else, especially if I'm the only biological parent left. Mm-hmm. They might see that as I'll be even a bigger failure. Not only did I cheat on my wife, now I'm pawning my kids off because of the act of my decision. This almost not validates, but makes it worse what I did. I cheated on my wife. She dies.
My kids
and then
hate
I
me.
Give my kids away.
My kids hate me, then I give away.
Yeah, and I have two more kids with a new one. I'm like, what kids are scared of in divorce, like, oh, they're going to replace me with another family. Like, that's actively what's happening. Like, oh, yeah, go to your aunt's. And I'm going to be happy over here, away from you.
But it does. I do wonder, like, how much
would it feel like that?
Would it benefit the kids if that were to have happened? Because I also think there's parents who are also like, it's my house. You'll get used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But like, would it feel like that if they were actively saying, I don't want to be here?
I don't know. I feel like I've said things to my parents.
You said things to your parents, but it was still like nothing as egregious as this.
Yeah. Well, because I'm like, there's definitely the whole like, it's my way. Or that. Like, there's definitely parents who are like that. So you're like, it doesn't really matter what you want. I don't agree with it, but I think, especially in our generations, like that's how our parents were. It's not like you really push back against your parents. Even though I'm like, I don't know if our parents have made as big a mistake as this one. They make like smaller mistakes. I don't know.
But yeah, no, I agree with the top comment. I'm like, is maybe figuring out a way if, you know, OP is 17, but it's like, even though you're like now allowed to be an adult on your own, like legally, that doesn't mean that with life circumstances, that would be something that's easy to do.
Yeah.
But yeah. I wonder what would happen if he were able to be somewhere else. And then another comment, your story broke my heart, kid. You're so angry with their deception and pretending to be decent people. They thought they could just sweep this under the rug and earn respect. Nope. I agree with you that they are shameless and gross. Scumbags don't deserve respect. Not the asshole. They made this mess and then made two more kids. To hell with both of them.
He really doesn't owe him anything at the end of the day. Like this next story.
Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Next story. Am I the asshole for telling my partner's son that I don't owe him anything? I've been dating Mark for 3 years. He has a 19-year-old son, Ethan, and I have a 15-year-old daughter, Lily. Mark moved in with us about a year ago. Ethan blames me for his parents' divorce, even though they split a year before I met Mark. From the start, he's been cruel, calling me names, even vandalizing my car with his friends a couple of years ago.
Oh.
After Mark moved in, Ethan's behavior got worse. I nearly ended things, but instead I encouraged Mark to take Ethan on a solo trip to talk and set boundaries. When they got back, Ethan calmly told me, "You're not my family, and you'll never be. I'll be civil, but don't expect anything from me."
That's a villain.
And then he walked out. Since then, he's had no relationship with me or my daughter. He visits sometimes, but won't speak to either of us. Now, I'm planning a trip to Florida for Mark, Lily, and me. Mark suggested inviting Ethan. I said, he's welcome, but only if he or Ethan pays for his flight. Ethan doesn't work, and Mark can't afford it. And when Ethan heard this, he said, I should pay it if I want to fix things. I reminded him of his own words last year and told him, I owe you nothing. You or Dad can pay for it if you want to come. Now I'm being called petty and told I'm the adult who needs to make the effort. But I feel like respect goes both ways. Am I the asshole?
No.
Mm-mm. No, that's real.
I think you gotta teach. I think that's a good lesson for children. Well, how old is Ethan?
19.
Oh, yeah. I still think that's a good lesson for people. Like, you get the energy return that you put out in the world. And sometimes your parents will give you, be more lenient towards you, but this is like real. This is how any normal person, like, if that's how you meet me, why would I buy you anything? Why would I?
Yeah.
This is a privilege of being in a relationship with me.
And
that's a benefit of us being together in a relationship. We don't have that.
Yeah. Him outright being like, if you want to fix things, this is how
you do
it. Yeah,
I didn't like that.
Is that what the dad said, or is that what Ethan said?
It sounds like that's what Ethan
that's
said.
That's what Ethan said.
I thought it was what the dad said.
When Ethan heard this, he said, I should pay it if I want to fix things.
Oh. Absolutely. I'm like, I'll never pay for anything for you, Ethan.
No.
Ever.
And fix what?
Yeah.
We have nothing.
I wasn't the cause of any of that.
Yeah.
Your dad got the divorce and started dating me. That has nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
I did not break anything. Mm.
Nope. I didn't break your parents' marriage. We met afterwards. Because it's similar to, like, you know, a child's rage after a divorce.
Yeah.
But it's like, this isn't the person who was a part of the marriage ending.
Didn't
this is
a
person who was
it.
After.
Yeah.
So, you know, I understand that rage, but that rage should not be going towards
directing at the wrong person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. And even so, this line here that says, I'm told that I'm the adult who needs to make the effort.
Yeah,
I feel
who
like
said that part.
I don't know.
I do.
But Sam?
Yeah, it was me.
It says, now I'm being called petty and the adult, and I'm the one who needs to show the effort. Because I feel like in a child-parent relationship, sometimes a lot of parents are like, well, you need to reach out to me. And I think a lot of children are like, well, you're the parent, so mm-hmm. you should reach out to me. And I think that that's true. Like, if you're a parent who's not making much effort, I don't want to be reaching out to you all the time. Or especially if you're the parent who stepped away, I don't need to be constantly walking after you to be like, hey,
right.
you want to talk? you can reach out to me. But in this situation, it's like Ethan is the one who set that boundary of, I don't want to be a part of your family mm-hmm. with your little self and your stupid little daughter. Get away from me. I won't be rude to you, Lily or whatever her name is, but I'm not going to be a part of your family. And you need to leave me alone. At that point, I'm not the adult who needs to make the effort. First of all, I'm not actually your... depending on the relationship of like how long the step parent or the other parent has been in their lives, it depends. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, it's, what was it? 3 years, however long Mark has made it known that he doesn't want that relationship.
Right.
I don't feel like OP needs to be like, oh, you're the adult. You need to be the one making the effort. No, it's not like this child is like 10 years old and I've been in their life for like 4-5 years and now I stepped away and they want, you know, interaction. I feel like that was like a misuse of that line. You're the adult and you should.
Do you think there's a viable like path forward for this relationship between OP and Mark?
I think they both have to be interested. Neither of them seem interested anymore.
No, I mean I'm going with the fact that like Ethan's like, OP's not going to get with like Ethan's.
Wait,
done.
What'd you say? Ask your question again.
Is there like a path forward, like for success for Mark and OP, the boyfriend, like,
oh, the husband.
Yeah. Does it?
The boyfriend.
Like, is this going to work long-term if this is the relationship between the son?
I feel like that depends on Mark. Like if Mark is willing to kind of have his son be like on the side.
Yeah.
Then there's that, because it seems like OP is fine with it. And as of right now, Mark is like, okay, well, he kind of made his choice.
Yeah.
But I think that depends on how like Mark and his child in the future. I mean, it does have some things to do with OP, but OP is like, doesn't seem like she has like the issue right
now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's more. He just got to really figure out. If Mark has to figure out if Ethan is really targeting just OP or if this is going to be a continual thing.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't work out here and it's not just a target at OP, it's just a target at who's ever next.
Yeah.
He's got to straighten that out with Ethan.
Because I also feel like the thing that Ethan is upset about, maybe Mark sees this too, but it's not fair to be upset at OP for it.
Right.
Which is maybe why he's like, well, just, you know, I get it if you don't want him here, you know?
Yeah.
Compared to like maybe like Mark was doing something crazy and Ethan's mad about it. And Ethan's like, whatever, kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, Ethan, like you're upset about the marriage. You're taking it out on my new wife or my new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like this is wrong. You need to stop. Top comment, respect is earned, not given. He's never respected you, so why do you have to respect him? Not the asshole, by the way.
Yeah, I agree.
It's interesting that we have those stories back to back.
Yeah, it's like almost
different circumstances, but kind of similar.
Yeah, because I'm starting to wonder too if it's like just because this is probably is. Is she the first? Is OP the first relationship after the divorce?
I assume so, because she said that she got with Mark a year after they divorced.
Mm.
So maybe first really serious one.
Yeah.
And then they've been together since then.
Sixth girlfriend. He was running through them in that year. But this first one that stuck.
He said, so there was the one who is named OP, but it's not OP.
Yeah.
She was the one I actually cheated on my wife with. And Ethan doesn't know about that, I don't think. But anyway, it's like a weird coincidence or something. And then there was Christina. And Lisa. Then
Keisha.
There was Keisha.
Frank like.
And then there was Taylor.
That's Taylor's version.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Am I the asshole for not disclosing that I'm not Christian?
For not disclosing it?
Mm-hmm.
No, as a Christian, we would like all non-Christians to always disclose who they are at all times. It's good for me to know.
When you walk past me on the sidewalk, you need to tell me.
I need to know you're not a Christian. And then I'll make sure that I'll do things accordingly to that.
And if I walk past you, I'm not telling you that I'm
Christian. Telling you a damn thing for my safety. But for you, I need everyone to tell me who's not Christian or who's not.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Non-denominational. No. You're like, I need to know down to the what.
Tell me everything.
What denomination are you? Am I the asshole for not disclosing that I'm not Christian? To preface this, I do commission artwork and don't discriminate against any subject unless it's racist, homophobic, otherwise hateful, or sexually disturbing. I did a commission art piece with Christian iconography, a beautiful ornate cross, a saint, and a scripture in calligraphy. The client was happy with me, paid me, and then asked what my favorite scripture was. I was honest and I just said, oh, I don't really have one because I'm not a Christian and I wouldn't really know which ones I'd like. He became upset and he told me that he felt lied to because I have posted artwork of Christian subjects before and he assumed I would be Christian. He said that the art doesn't hold the same spiritual value because it wasn't made with faithful intention. I was kind of unsure what to say and I said, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I do have artwork for everyone and I'm open to doing Christian artwork because it's for the clients, not me. Should I be disclosing if I don't share a certain faith when commissioned to do artwork for it? Am I the asshole?
Nah, that's just a religious person. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like people that believe in God and then there's super religious people. And usually it's the super religious people that end up hurting people.
Or like giving you like a weird feeling. You're like,
yeah.
Okay. Like to a certain extent, I understand it because I know that in the past, when I was more involved in the church, there would be a lot of people who are like, we want to support other Christians. We want to support other people specifically in this church.
Yeah.
If you have a business or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I also don't think that stopped them from going into any place that wasn't, you know, didn't have any religion on it, right, or whatever, or might have been supporting of certain rights that might have been against, you know, certain things that were in the Bible or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I don't know. I think it is weird and
I totally agree.
You being tricked or whatever. It's like, you should probably assume that most people aren't Christians or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Cause I'm I totally get that. Like at our church, we're like, oh yeah, we're trying to support businesses and stuff. But I'm like, I'm looking for a Christian strip club. They don't exist. So I have to go to non-Christian.
I have to go to the worldly strip club.
Because if I could go to Christian one, that's where I want to put my money at.
Yeah, but
I can't do that.
He was like, because also I would be using only Christian dollars.
Christian dollars, throw them Christian at money.
The girls, but I'm they throwing, don't have that.
I'm throwing Jesus' body. I'm throwing wafers.
Pour wine on.
You're like, pour wine.
No, I was thinking, I have been following this woman who, she's like fascinated with religion. So she's talked about the history and stuff. She did a video on like between Muslims, about Sunni and Shiite, like the difference between them and what they believe. And she talked about it before. She's like, I just think it's fascinating because religion is fascinating. Like the history of it, it's just history. A lot of it's like based in like decisions of a person made this decision and now people believe this and another person thought something different. So they just split into things. There's like all that's happening in religion. So it is fascinating that people who are not religious are interested in it,
mm-hmm,
because there are interesting topics. And there's a lot of beautiful imagery in religion that artists would feel drawn to without necessarily having to believe in the thing. So I don't see anything weird about it at all.
Yeah. And if there's an artist that isn't Christian or doesn't have a religion, they're not religious, and they can draw something really beautiful for you or your church, like why wouldn't you want to do that?
But OP, like, even though you're not wrong, just be ready for this. This is going to happen. If you draw Christian things, there are going to be Christians going to be like, we only want Christians doing it.
Yeah, that's there might be those people, but it's like afterwards, like, well, you paid me.
Yeah.
So you don't have to use it.
Throw it away.
But I didn't make it for
the
you.
The money's the same to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Top comment. So he assumed you were Christian. And since he was wrong, he felt lied to. That strikes me as odd.
Yeah.
Also, is art made with faithful intention magic or something? Not the asshole. Ethically or otherwise, no. You definitely don't have to disclose anything about your religious views for an art commission. I mean, if asked directly, I probably wouldn't lie about it, but that's only so you don't go to hell. Yeah. And then somebody said, that's religion.
It is. It's true. It's like if you were a chef who made vegan food and they were like,
wait, what? you're not
vegan? You're like, no, I just make this for other people, kind of. And they're like, it doesn't taste the same. It's not the right quality.
Something
since
about
you're not,
your fingers feel poultry. Like, I'm feel like poultry thick, in...
I eat beef every day.
Yeah,
that is raw hand beef, but I do make beautiful vegan dishes as well.
I do wash my hands. Yeah, so I don't know where you're getting that from. Yeah. If anything, you're maybe getting the Dawn dish soap. Yeah.
No beef is in your
thing. Am I?
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
The asshole for refusing to go to my sister's wedding after finding out only our side of the family were having to pay to attend.
No. That's crazy.
That is wild.
That's so crazy.
So my younger sister, Katie, 28 female, and her partner, Chris, 29 male, are getting married in April in Dubai. She has always wanted an extravagant wedding and is going all out on this. So the wedding is happening over 4 days. There are 70 guests, but they want us, me, my husband, and parents to stay in the same hotel with them along with her bridesmaids, which I'm the maid of honor, and groomsmen. The hotel is pretty luxe, so with flights, it's costing us just over 2,900 euros each. Chris's family are also staying in the hotel, which includes his parents, two brothers, and his nephew. They're well off. I don't know how much exactly they earn combined, but I know Katie is on 88K and she is the lower earner. But about 6 months ago, Chris and Katie came to us, asked us to borrow 17K more. They stressed it would be a loan paid over time and said the venue had increased the price. Dubai law was different, blah, blah, blah. They paid this money or they lost the lot. We believed them and I offered to loan 7,000 and my parents the other 10,000. So long story short, I have since found out through someone else that the 17K wasn't for the venue. It was for Chris's family to fly over there. They said how much it was going to be, didn't want to pay, and refused to go. I asked Katie and she confirmed. So my first question was, if they were paying for his parents, why not for ours? I would never expect them to pay for me, even if we couldn't afford it. I'd wished them well and stayed home. And her answer was, because they can't afford it. She got very defensive and said it was the fairest way she could think of doing it. It's hard enough planning a wedding, etc. But then I asked, if you genuinely thought it was the fairest way to do it, why did you lie about what the 17K was for right. and say it was a venue issue? Mm. She couldn't answer. My parents are aware and are very disappointed that they lied, but have said that they're still attending. But I backed out. To me, it feels like my parents are being taken advantage of. And if they couldn't afford to pay for both ours and Chris's parents and his brothers and nephews, then they should have paid for the four parents or no one at all. And they especially shouldn't have lied about it. Katie and Chris keep calling and asking me to attend, saying I'm making them feel bad and ruining their day. But this whole thing just feels icky to me. I'm genuinely an open book, so be brutal. Am I the asshole here? Should I just suck it up and go? And then there's edits and then there's an update.
What was the relationship again?
This was the sister.
Oh, okay, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
OP's younger sister and her partner getting married in Dubai.
Because I could see on one hand, if the parents are well off enough, they can pay their own way and like the other parents can't afford it. I'm not against that as much. Like, that's kind of life. I am against the lying and basically tricking them into paying for the. I'm like, what is that? That has nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. And if you did want to ask, you should ask me for the more money and what it's being used for. Mm-hmm. $17,000 for a 4-day thing like we got to go to? That ain't. I love some people in my family. I'm not doing $17,000 for a wedding that it's not mine.
Yeah.
You good.
You good. You really can good miss me with that. And then you lied about it on. I actually did somehow give it to you, and you lied about what it was being that amount of money was being used for.
That's wrong.
That's so wrong.
Yeah. I'm a big, like, you know, sometimes with these stories, it's like big events, you know, just try not to like ruffle too many feathers, but $17,000, that's, you can't, that's not just like, oh, let me pay you back. Like a little, right. Like, if it was $600 for some people, that's still not like a, oh, let me just pay you back. So, 17 G's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I'm making this day about me now, because that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like, you know you lied. You know why you lied.
Know exactly.
Because if you would have been like, hey, can you give me $17,000 or a portion of it so that we can fly his family over? I'm like, no, that's not my responsibility.
Right.
They got it.
Or you got it. If you want this thing in Dubai, you pay for yeah. it then.
Because honestly, even the original reason of like what the hotel was more, I'm like, what's that going to do with me?
Well, honestly, I probably would have fell for it because I would have felt bad because they said, so they're now asking for $70,000 more for the venue. And if we don't pay this, then we lose it. We lose all of our money that we put into it. So then I would be like, oh, okay, well, if I know I'm going to get it back. But it's like, that's a different, I'm agreeing to a different thing.
I'm not agreeing to that. I ain't got nothing to do with your money. If you ain't got it, then I guess we ain't in Dubai.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good, McDonald's can rent out their play place.
Also, I mean, just a little portion of it was 17. Well, I guess they said they're a lot. They're all pretty well off.
17,000 was for his side of the family to be flown over.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the parents. It was like OP some kids, 7, some cousins. 000, the
parents paid 10,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They were lied to.
So, but if you think about it, like, if I'm sending 17,000 for anything, I'm like, is this so okay? This is for the wedding trip. Yeah. All together, I'm not spending. No,
because they're already paying $2,900 each for just to go.
Just to go.
Yeah, $2,900.
Yeah.
So close, near there. Those three of them were spending $9,000.
Yeah.
Close to.
$3,000 for a wedding
per person. $3,000 per person. Let's say.
Yeah.
A wedding that's not even mine.
I'm not going to. I'm like, I would love to see you in Dubai. Actually, we had this thing where just going to Mexico, and like, I love the ideas of destination weddings. I'm like, I personally can't do that because I can't look people in the eye and go do that. But I'm like, I went to Mexico with more your family.
It was on my mom's side.
Yeah, on your mom's side. And I was like, I'm going. That was even close to as much as this was. That set back my finances for 3 years after that. That one trip almost ruined me.
That's not funny. It's just the way you delivered that.
Because it's absolutely true. So, like, stop doing destination weddings if you want a lot of people to come. Because I feel like destination weddings are like six people or something.
Yeah. Man. I got invited to a destination wedding a couple years
internationally
ago.
Or in the States?
Internationally.
Yeah, because in the States, I think, are different. But internationally, where to where?
To make things, it was to Mexico.
Okay.
But to make things worse, it was like one of those like acquaintance type of friendships.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I mean, it's cool that you want me to go to your wedding, but I'm not going to Mexico. I'm sorry.
If we're acquaintances, I'm like, you're just trying to find people because you can't. I know I'm at the like closer to the bottom of your list. So why are you picking me? They're like, no one can come.
Honestly, I like the idea of a destination wedding because I feel like a destination wedding benefits the two people who are getting married, because it's like, we're already here, and potentially if we could find like an Airbnb
right into it.
Yeah, if we could find like an Airbnb that has like 15 rooms or something. So it's like the what is that? The bridal party can stay there, like the parents or whatever, and then we all go on vacation together. But
I do think
I don't think it benefits the other people that come.
Yeah.
It becomes more, I think the couple has to do more legwork to make it as seamless for the guest as possible. If you want family and friends to be there.
Yeah.
Because you could want something small and you're like, I want something small. I really just want my parents to be there. That's doable. But if you're like, I'm trying to invite 50 people, you can't put barriers in front of them because the cost is already a thing. Now you're going to make it, I'm like.
Honestly, I feel like if you're doing a destination wedding, you're expecting for most people to say no.
Right.
That's my thought. So like 50, 60 people go do it. I'm like, I assumed most of you guys would say no.
Yeah, I'm like, why? Everybody's like,
yeah, we coming.
And then you're like, that's on you then.
That's what I'm saying. That's on you. Yeah. Okay. So edit number one, the repayment. My husband's brother is a solicitor and he kindly drew up a contract and repayment plan for both myself and my parents. So the money will be paid off within 12 months of the wedding. If they don't stick to this, I have access to a free solicitor. I hope it wouldn't come to that. That's why I have the papers for the worst case scenario. Two, asking for the $7,000 back. Like, I'm mad as hell, but not enough to actively try to ruin their wedding a few weeks before, which it feels like right now, at least, is what that would be doing.
So asking for it back before the wedding?
Yeah, because people were like, ask for it back. And they're like, I don't think I can do that. Like, I feel like that would be me actively ruining the wedding. But I am going to create a repayment plan where they pay me back within the next 12 months or else.
Mm-hmm.
Or else.
Yeah.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Edit number two. Thanks again for the feedback, everyone. Just a quick FYI, a few people have asked about Chris's family or seem to have the impression they're well off. I'm obviously not privy to their financial situation, but the limited amount I do know from what Katie has said, Chris and his family grew up very poor. Before all this, I'd always thought Chris was a lovely guy, but I have caught him in the odd but harmless white lie. Things like where he went to school, the type of house he grew up in. I get the impression that he's embarrassed or resentful of his upbringings, given their lack of money. Mm. And this is how he now values his own self-worth, by how much money he has.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is when his parents said they couldn't go, he panicked and worried people who asked why they weren't there. And he couldn't either say that they couldn't afford it or he couldn't afford to pay for them. And look, his past trauma slash experience is not for me to judge. But if that were the case, it would just make me more mad that they both didn't plan ahead and talk to friends slash family about what they could afford before booking Dubai.
Right.
If it was such a deal breaker for his family to be there, they should have factored in the cost of paying for all parents to attend instead of thrusting a $3,000 per person bill at them and expecting them to rock up. And then somebody said, not the asshole, yet one of the many reasons why I dislike destination weddings. The original post was like 90 days ago, and then the update is like 5 days ago.
Oh, nice.
So, in short, I didn't end up going to the wedding. Katie and Chris basically harassed me constantly until a few days before they were due to fly out. I received a belligerent voicemail from Katie saying if I didn't go, I wasn't her sister anymore.
Ooh.
I was embarrassing myself and her and Chris. I was a horrible person. And most shockingly, if I didn't go, then her and Chris wouldn't be paying me or my parents back for the money we loaned. So trying to blackmail me.
That's her parents, too.
Yeah.
Why is she saying, like, your
why do parents have to suffer?
You have the same parents.
She would say it was a gift. I faked the contract, and I would have to take her to court. She was clearly drunk at the time. The voicemail was left on the night that she was having her at-home hen do, which I obviously didn't attend. But it was so beyond anything I thought she was capable of. I ended up sharing it with my parents, and they also reluctantly pulled out of the wedding. I heard through friends and family in attendance at the wedding after her and Chris were telling everyone I had alienated her from her family and told lies to our parents. We gifted money and expected them to pay for us, et cetera, et cetera. And they made the decision to uninvite myself and my husband. Other more insulting things were said that I don't particularly want to go into. Suffice to say, they were very hurtful. As I mentioned in my post, I had my brother-in-law, solicitor, draw up a contract for repayment for both myself and my parents. What was supposed to be the first repayment date passed without word from either of them. So brother-in-law picked up from there. His attempts to reach them were ignored, apart from one email from what I think was from a fake law firm, outlining the money was gifted, the contract was fraudulent, and to take them to court, basically. In response to that, brother-in-law sent a copy of the voicemail Katie left, and a final demand outlining the payment plan was now null and void, and we wanted the money in full within 30 days, or we would indeed be going to court. Magically, the full amount appeared in our accounts 5 days later. I heard on the grapevine since the wedding that they've been telling everyone who would listen we asked for our gift back out of the blue and disowned them, and how much of a difficult financial position they are in now because of this. So that's that. I can't see myself having a relationship with her after this, which is devastating, but at the same time, I truly believe now after everything that this isn't my fault. Thanks again for everyone who gave advice. I hope this update is enough for everyone who asked for one. And then top comment. Yeah, I'm sure this marriage will last forever.
It could, man. They're bonded, man. They have similar values.
Yeah. It's got to last.
Yeah.
Who else they got?
You ain't got nobody else.
It's got to last.
Well, they have his other family who they brought free of charge to the wedding.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And 5 days later, so you did have the money.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing that got me in the original post is like, you're asking for somebody else. You're asking me to pay for somebody else when you could have done that because they are not my responsibility. You chose going to this wedding. Like, you chose this destination for this wedding. But finding out that you guys could have paid for it.
Right.
Because somehow it was found. Maybe the money was from the gifts from the wedding. Who knows? But I don't know.
Also, I'm wondering, why did they have to pay them to do it? Were they just fronting the cost for the whole venue?
What do you mean?
Like, okay, so I'm thinking about it. Like, I guess I only have knowledge of two, like, big travel things. One, a travel agent sets everything up, and then you just go through them to pay for everything. So like if you got like flights and all that, you just go through them. You pay them, they pay for all that stuff. Or you just book it yourself and you pay for it. So I was wondering why did OP specifically have to send the money?
Because they lied and said it was for the venue.
For the venue?
Yeah.
So they were going to be fronting the cost regardless. So they were going to pay for it.
Yeah, who's that?
OP and the parents were going to pay. Well, they
weren't going to pay for the venue.
The tickets.
Yeah, they asked them, like, this venue, they're saying we got to pay more. We're going to lose a venue and the whole thing. So they asked them for $17,000 for that. So they gave them $17,000 on the assumption they were going to pay the venue this money that they asked for. But instead, they used it to buy tickets.
Yeah.
For his family.
Yeah.
But it was never.
I got so deep in the tangents, I kind of forgot that. I was like, wait, why didn't he just... But yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. They're just, oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you got your money back.
Yeah.
Did they lose the $3,000 each if they didn't go? Is that, hopefully they got refundable and got some trip insurance on that?
They probably did. I mean, I don't know.
I hope so.
Maybe.
That's not a pretty penny. Good thing you got your $17,000, but did you get that money back? How many people get trip insurance?
I think it might have been so last minute they might not
that's
have.
Like it was like unless five it was days before.
Unless it was like fully insured. But like and would an insurance company count that?
I don't know, yeah, because I'm like it depends how good of some you get, like you can just cancel for any reason.
For any reason. Give it,
but like the cheaper ones they're like, no, it's gonna be weather or like the plane got a crash or something. You have to die for us to get this money back.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. I'm the asshole for asking my partner, stop telling me to lower your volume.
For telling my partner, stop telling me to. That's those things where like the whole calm down thing.
Yeah.
There's some. Man, I feel like sometimes, but.
No, I think there's sometimes valid time to say it, but some people are triggered by certain phrases.
If you're telling me to relax.
Yeah, relax.
You need to relax.
Because sometimes people do need to relax, but I got to figure out a way to say it without saying that.
Chill out.
Chill out. Chill out.
Sometimes when I get excited about a topic, I naturally start speaking louder than usual. Not shouting, just louder than normal conversation level. The thing is, I don't realize I'm doing it in the moment. When this happens, my partner will often interrupt me mid-sentence to ask me to lower my volume. I don't think they mean it in a rude way, and I understand that they probably just want the conversation to stay at a comfortable volume. That's fair. But every time it happens, I feel demoralized and a little self-conscious. I lose my enthusiasm, and I no longer feel like talking about the thing I was excited about. Even if they don't mean it harshly, it still feels dismissive and discouraging. I've tried to explain how it makes me feel, but they still keep interrupting me. Am I the asshole for asking them to stop interrupting me like that, or do I just need to accept that I should keep my volume in check, even if it's hard because I don't always realize when I'm doing it? Am I the asshole?
Well, even we kind of do that sometimes.
Yeah, we've done that before.
Yeah. We'll be like, hey, like, you talking kind of loud.
Can you talk quieter? Yeah. We don't... If I'm talking louder, because we both have interactions where both of us are like just really excited to talk about something and we'll be like cuddling. So we're close to each other. Like his mouth is right next to my ear. And he's like, wah, 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 wah. And I'm like, can you talk quieter?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, wah, 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 wah. Or same with me. I remember the other day before we went on like a trail, I was in his car apparently yelling in his car and he was like, you're talking really loud right now. Like,
yeah.
Can you just talk quieter? I don't remember what you said, but it wasn't
something like, yeah.
It would never be, okay, lower your volume, please. Like,
yeah.
Lower your tone. Eh?
There's certain ways you could say it where it's like, whether they mean it or not, like she's saying, like they're saying, it could just come off in the wrong way. Like, same way with like relax. It's like, whether you're meaning to say it or not, Lower your volume.
Definitely like a teacher to their students.
Yes. Like, it feels like patronizing.
Yeah, I'm above you. And I'm.
It makes sense that you're upset about that. Maybe you could just be like, hey, can you just say something different? Like, please let me know. I don't want to burst your eardrum.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Or make it like a cute little thing, like a cute nonsense thing. Like,
yeah.
Every time you're like, oh, you're like, hey, jamba, jamba, or something like that. Myra frequently just goes like, ah! Like she's just loud, and I'm like, I was like, hey, here's boombox, and
just let her know, hey, you're loud.
I'm like, it's boombox back. But I guess I've never told her like, be quiet.
Well, you can get what you're saying from that to be like, oh shoot,
yeah.
I think that's a good
make something fun and cute, so it's not as like harsh as turn it down,
soften the blow,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, we all do annoying things that's annoying to our partner. And you have to, if you want to be with this person, you got to like be able to voice that, but also not hurt their feelings at the same time.
Lower your tone.
Lower your tone.
So top comment. I get it. You're happy to be speaking to someone who cares about something you care about. However, speaking as someone whose partner is the same as you in the situation, it's very hard to be sat trying to engage with someone when they are essentially shouting in your face. To you, it might seem like you're not shouting, but trust me, from their side of it, you really are. And the natural human reaction to being shouted at is negative. I'll give it a not the asshole because you don't mean it, but if you're stubborn, it'll push into you are the asshole territory. But I still feel like lower your tone. Yeah, like say something different.
Use different words, yeah.
Use different words. I don't think either of you guys are like trying to hurt another person or be offended by what they're saying. But I think you should bring it up that you don't like the phrase lower your tone.
Yeah. Because you're right. Lower your tone. Like, it's like you have to follow my rules.
Yeah.
Versus something like you guys are like, hey, can you be like, you're yelling in my quieter? Face like this is affecting me right now. This is not something I'm deeming you fall in these frames of our relationship.
Yeah, I like what we do. I like your, hey, boombox. Yeah. It's acknowledging the situation in a fun way where she can be like, oh, I'm being loud. That means I'm loud. Yeah.
That was a crazy yawn, my bad.
How bad was it?
Oh, you got another.
I started shaking.
There's a transition coming. There's a transition coming.
Good thing it wasn't during a story.
You see him, he's like, oh.
Oh, that is good. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I remember. It was one of those things, too, where it's... you know, sometimes, you know, you're saying something and you mean well by it. You just don't know how it comes off. Like whenever and early in the relationship when me and Maddie would get in arguments and like she would tell me something about myself and I would say, oh, OK, note taken. But it was like more so for me, like I was like verbally saying, I hear you. I understand you. Oh, yeah. It was just a way for me saying, you know, I hear you. I understand you. But to her, it came off differently. But I was like, oh, that was never my intent to do that. I was just saying, I hear you. She's like, yeah, just say that. And I was like, oh.
Note taken.
No. But it was like, yeah, just something.
That's why I'm not in a relationship.
Huh?
That's why I'm not in a relationship. Because I would say that right
after. Note taken.
And she's like, it's over.
But yeah, it's just also something that... so. You know, you being able to voice that as well, OP being able to voice that as well, too.
Yeah.
Just, I don't like the way you're saying it. It's not what you're saying. Like, I understand what you're telling me to do, but it's the way. Because, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like if you have the Apple Watch, it's like, the sound decibels are freezing. You're like, dang, you triggered my watch. It's so loud.
Yeah, especially what Top Comment said, when you're like, it feels like you're being screamed at, I can understand like the urgency to be like, all right, like, this is overstimulating me a little bit.
Yeah.
And they didn't really mention it, but because I was thinking it was going to be an issue of like saying it in front of people versus like how you say it alone. Like, that's what I would think would be the issue, but they don't really mention.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for walking out of my sister's engagement dinner and refusing to attend her wedding after she humiliated me at the dinner in front of my boyfriend, our family, and her future in-laws?
Girl, you did too much with that title. That title's crazy.
You said the story.
Hey, synthesize. It was a thesis statement. You just put the story.
My sister, 30 female, had her engagement dinner at her parents' house a month ago. I, 26 female, was there with my boyfriend, 26 male. It was our side of the family, our parents, both sets of grandparents, and five aunts and uncles, and her future in-laws, fiance's parents and siblings, his three living grandparents, and like 10 aunts and uncles. My sister's fiance made some comments about wanting to get to know me and my boyfriend better and saying we should hang out before the wedding. My boyfriend and I were on board with this, but my sister was seriously quiet, and then she said that we were doing nothing like that. She said I had already stolen one guy from her and I wasn't going to do it again. This was followed up by her blaming me for her ex-fiance breaking up with her because he liked me. Context on that, This was when my sister was 20 and her ex was 21 and I was 16. I never did a thing with him and I never would have. My sister was distant with me after that relationship broke down and she confronted me at the time and I told her nothing happened. I sort of knew she didn't believe me but always thought she'd get over it. Apparently not. My parents blew a fuse at dinner when she brought this up. They were disgusted she'd accuse me at 16 of stealing a 21-year-old man. They told her he was at fault for all of that. She told them I was so smug and figured I could get away with it because I'm nothing but a whore. My boyfriend jumped to my defense, but I told him I just wanted to leave. I felt humiliated, honestly, especially when I already denied anything happened and it was 10 years later and she was with someone else. I was told a week ago that they have a date for the wedding set and I'd be invited. I told the relative who told me that I won't be going. Then I had some blowback from the family who told me that walking out of the dinner was bad enough, but not going to the wedding is several steps too far and that we're sisters still, no matter what. Am I the asshole? And then there's a clarifying edit.
I want to hear, Maddie, if this happened to you, what would you do?
I would be really uncomfortable and I probably would also not go to the wedding. Yeah.
What's the clarifying edit? Does it clarify something?
Clarifying that my parents are not expecting me to go or part of the relatives telling me I should go. My parents have been very supportive and are on my side and reminded everyone that I was 16 when my sister claims I did this, that this was a gross thing. It's extended relatives who are expecting me to go because we're sisters.
Finally, someone sticking. This is the first family members.
First family.
I feel like ever.
It makes me feel like the sister is the one who's maybe causing all the problems when the parents are like, immediately they heard it. They said, no, no, we're not doing that. Yeah. And then now when OP's like, I'm not going. And all this, the relatives are like, whatever. The parents are like, no, we get it. We don't. The immediate understanding is where I'm like, oh, there's something up with the sister.
Because it seems to me there's like there's probably insecurity with the sister who she feels some type of way that this guy left her saying that he liked her underage sister.
Which is really creepy and wrong.
And so she probably wrongly blames the sister for that. Like, if the sister wasn't there, we'd be together. I'm like, would you want to be with a guy who likes someone underage like that? Like, that's, and he's willing to leave your marriage for it? Or your engagement?
Mm-hmm.
You dodged a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And you, this is like, this one, like, I don't know for particularly like the sister relationship, but at least portrayed on TV where one sister is jealous of a younger sister because of perceived things of how easy it is for them or how they look and they feel a certain type of way. And they're just like always blaming things on the younger sister. Or I think it works either both ways. And nothing that I'm doing is like what you're doing. Like calling her a whore, that's something that you internalize and like you've been went like that's been on your mind. You've been wanting to say that.
Mm-hmm.
You got one time to call me a whore.
No one goes out of the way to say that word.
You got one time.
Noted.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that one time. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, you can call me a whore. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought I only had one chance to say
my
it.
My sister only has one time.
You hear that, Eli?
Eli, you're on the clock.
Yeah. No, I think... I think it's wrong and it's weird that it, I feel like it probably is totally insecurities, but definitely, again, like you're saying, why would you even still be interested in somebody who, depending on, because I'm a little confused on the story of if he actually did like her or if she just thought that that's the reason why he left.
Oh, it could.
Yeah. I'm confused. Yeah. Me, yeah, we don't know. I'm confused. You could be right.
Yeah. We don't know for sure.
I don't know, because I'm like, maybe I'm just not understanding the story properly. So maybe if it is what you're perceiving it as, then why would you even be interested in him if he was like,
right,
what's up with your sister? But also,
and even if it was true, it was 10 years ago. You're with a new person.
And also,
you're engaged to another person.
Even if it was true, again, what did your sister do? It's the guy's fault, 100%.
Exactly.
The person who you are in a partnership with.
It's the person in a relationship.
Not your sister, the one who's like, so I exist and he likes me and that's my fault.
Sorry.
He's an adult and he likes me, a minor, and that's my fault.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Make it make sense.
And it
make
seems it like sense. OP already tried to give her a second chance. Be like, my sister kind of accused me of this thing like 10 years ago and it was weird. But I thought she'd get over it. She has a man. It's like whatever, yeah. right? And then, you know, she's willing to get to know her sister and the partner more.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And then she finds out that her sister has this like weird thing against her.
Because like, if I'm the fiance, I'm like, red flag to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a red flag.
I'm definitely not going as OP though, too. Because
definitely not.
Especially at the after party or what is the wedding reception? I could not think of the word. You know, usually it's a party, liquor is involved. I'm not doing that. They got liquor and mics, a bad combination. You gonna try to do it again in front of more people? I'm cool. You enjoy that.
I don't like what the relative said where they're like, honestly, it's bad that you walked out at dinner. She called you a whore and she said that you were chasing after her fiance yeah. as a minor.
Yeah.
But you're going to walk out after That's she crazy. Talks to you however That's way she wants to talk to you.
Doesn't walk out
and now
on
you're
each
not
going
to go to the wedding? It's like, yeah, I walked out at that.
Yeah.
My parents also supported me walking out of that yeah. because they thought my sister was in the wrong.
My parents are walking out too. We're all walking
we
out.
We walked out. The mom said, I'm disowning you. She didn't say that.
You gone.
And then she blew it in her face.
Mom, I didn't call you a whore. She's like,
protect your sister.
Yeah.
Not that freak you was with.
Yeah, he's a freak.
Freakily.
He was on to catch no. a predator.
Brandon's turning into a different type of song. Oh. We're talking about predators, Brandon. He's talking about
Inca, Keisha, Tara, Frigley, Christina.
No. All right.
Man, I miss Petey Pablo, dude. Where is he?
Top comment, not the asshole. I wouldn't go to the wedding unless she apologizes in front of the same people who she made the scene in front of. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You make it wrong in public, you got to make it right
in
public.
And that's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. And that's the episode.
What?
The end of the episode was going to happen, sadly. We can't do like an episode that like lasts forever.
Two more hours.
Next week?
Next week. Yeah, I think that's fair. Compromise. Yeah, let's do it next
can't
week.
Can't promise 2 hours, but one more hour. Next week? Well, we'll see you guys next week for that 1 more hour at least. It's like 44 minutes. They're like, okay, so where's the 15
is this,
minutes?
Is this next week's episode?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see you guys then. Whether it's the 1 more hour or the 5 more hours, we'll see you sometime soon.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Please.
And we'll see you later. And people on Patreon, we'll see you pretty
Patreon,
soon.
Patreon, you're about to see you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready.
Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.